So she works on her doctorate at the University of Oklahoma. Then the history of the Choctaw from the perspective of Choctaw people.
Absolutely,
is that how she
yes.
really starts?
Yes. So she's talking to her mentor, Dale, and Dale talks to her and asks her to consider taking a look at the Choctaw National Records, looking at the collection at the University of Oklahoma. And then records are also available at the Oklahoma Historical Society. She gets into the records and she realizes this is an incredible story that needs to be told. And from there, from that first dissertation, first book, and then beyond, you really see the focus on American Indian history, Oklahoma history, history of the American West.
At that time, most historians were writing from a non-Indian perspective.
Right. You're using government documents, you're using newspapers to tell a story of American Indian communities. But what she is understanding in her work is that she needs what we now call ethnohistory, where you are bringing in anthropological sources, you are bringing in oral history, you're bringing in oral tradition, you're bringing in Choctaw Nation records, the records of Choctaw politicians to tell the story.
And it was interesting. At the time, I believe the University of Oklahoma had acquired the Choctaw Council manuscript.
Yes, the Choctaw records, she's using those records, and she's bringing those records to bear in the dissertation.
Why do you think other historians didn't do that?
These are wonderful questions to think about and consider. At the time, it was called white-Indian relations, and this idea was this is the way you did history, this is the way you put the narrative together, and she thought there's something more that could be going on here, and that the sources are so much richer, the narrative is so much deeper when you bring in native sources and tell the story from the native perspective. And it's true. It's true. A larger literature will tell us that women were doing this, women scholars were doing this much earlier than men were doing this kind of work. She was willing to take risks. She was willing to offer a new interpretation, as we said, as a precursor to the new Indian history and ethnohistory, bringing in a variety of sources and then defending those sources. We're so thankful for her contributions because these are the texts that we continue to use today to learn more about American Indian history in Oklahoma and the American West.